Joining us now on the Sunrise Morning Show is Andy Vandiver. He's Associate Director of the Catholic Conference of Kentucky, here to tell us about Catholics at the Capitol. Andy, good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, I think the fundamental question to ask is, what is Catholics at the Capitol?
Sure. So the Catholic Conference of Kentucky represents Kentucky's four Catholic bishops with regard to matters of public policy at the state level. And so Catholics at the Capitol is an opportunity for us to share the work that we do at the community level. And so in this instance, we're going to be in the Diocese of Covington on February 9th from 9:30 at noon. The event's going to be hosted by Bishop Roger Foys and Bishop Howard Memorial Hall, which is the lower level of the Curia across from the Basilica.
And who is invited to this event?
Well, the event is open to the public and free of charge. We do ask for registration ahead of time if possible. It's not required to attend, but it does help to give us an accurate head count because we will have a continental breakfast available starting at 9, and then the event will start promptly at 9:30.
Nice. And so what can people expect during this presentation?
Sure. So we're going to invite legislators to attend. So we usually get a good turnout from the Northern Kentucky Legislative Caucus, and we will present on the general social teachings with regard to political engagement for Catholics, and then also talk about some important issues here at the state level that we're dealing with.
I'm curious, what kind of issues have been on the forefront of your minds at the Kentucky Catholic Conference?
Sure, and to be clear, this is not a list of all issues that Catholics should be concerned about, but these are issues that we see as potentially moving in the 2019 legislative session of the Kentucky General Assembly. So we're looking at educational choice, particularly a scholarship tax credit bill, which would give families more choices, Pregnant Workers' Rights Act, helping pregnant women in the workplace and nursing mothers, pro-life legislation, and criminal justice reform.
Now, Andy, why in general should Catholics be engaging with their state legislators? I think a lot of times we focus on national issues or national politicians, but why state legislators?
Well, most policy happens at the state level. And so when you're talking education policy, criminal justice, pro-life issues, those issues are often crafted at the state level. And in addition to that, you actually have more of an ability to impact state legislators. You know, when you think of Senator McConnell, he's having to represent 4 million Kentuckians. These state legislators are from local communities. They're often able to take one-on-one meetings, phone calls, emails. They're very responsive. And so Catholics have a real opportunity to make a big impact at the state level by being in touch with their local legislators.
And what kind of an impact could they have on public policy? Can you give us an indication of that?
Sure. So I've seen instances where five people taking a legislator out to coffee has changed their mind on school choice or helped them prioritize that issue, or criminal justice reform, hearing from 50 people, emailing them or calling them, has maybe informed them on something they didn't know. You know, these folks are very smart people, but they don't necessarily come in with an expertise in every issue. And so having that local contact really helps them to not only be informed, but also to prioritize issues that their local constituents care about.
And going back to this Northern Kentucky Catholics at the Capitol event, what specific issues are you planning to discuss at this one?
Well, as I said, educational choice, pregnant workers' rights, pro-life legislation, and criminal justice reform are going to be some big issues that we're going to be discussing. But there will also be opportunities to engage with legislators. Usually after we present, we let them weigh in on the issues, then hear back from their constituents.
And do you have any commitments from local lawmakers at this point?
I believe we do. I don't have the list in front of me, but we usually have well over half of the Northern Kentucky Legislative Caucus in attendance.
Very cool. Well, if any listeners from Northern Kentucky and the Diocese of Covington are interested in attending this, how do you register?
Sure. You go to www.covingtoncharities.org, and all the information I went through on the time, date, location is all there, and they can register on the website as well. And they can also call the Catholic Charities office at 859-581-8974.
And Andy, remind us all of the details of where and when this is taking place.
Sure. It's February 9th from 9:30 at noon. There will be a continental breakfast at 9. Bishop Howard Memorial Hall, which is the lower level of the Curia, and that's across from the Basilica in Covington.
And just in general, if listeners want to get more information and find out about the work of the Catholic Conference of Kentucky, where do they get that info?
Well, they can visit our website, or they can follow us on social media. We have a Facebook page, Twitter page that we update. And then on our website, they have the ability to sign up for our email list, and we send out regular updates through that email list.
And what's that website?
It's www.ccky.org.
CCKY.org. We've been talking to Andy Vandiver, the Associate Director of the Catholic Conference of Kentucky. Andy, really appreciate your time and hope you get a good turnout at Catholics at the Capitol.
Thank you.